Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about travel. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
Imagine going on a winter holiday to escape from the cold, wet weather at home. As the plane takes off in awful, windy conditions, you begin to wonder whether you'll ever get off the ground. Eventually you do, and when you reach your destination, you find the weather there is the worst the locals have experienced for 30 years. And it's not only the weather that can make a flight seem pointless. Tourism has changed the destinations we used to visit so much that they are no longer attractive for the reasons they became popular with tourists in the first place. So many features you find at home have suddenly sprung up at your destination. So I'd say it's no use travelling unless you are guaranteed something new and exciting.
Speaker 2.
Yes, I'd recommend travel to anyone. Especially to younger people who haven't got any commitments. Probably the best time to get away and see the world is in a gap year, the year you have off between school and university, because you haven't got all those student debts to pay off. That's what I did, and I can honestly say that it was worthwhile. But I've got a word of advice for those of you who want to explore less developed countries. Don't be tempted to save money getting to where you want to go, if it means putting your safety at risk. For example, you ought to avoid using those ferry boats in Asia, where there are 3 or 4 times as many passengers on board as there should be. Believe me, they're a recipe for disaster.
Speaker 3.
There was a time when travellers would go to places without knowing what to expect. In those days, travel was both challenging and exciting. Those who travelled for a living would write about their experiences, and we readers would try to imagine the sights, smells, and sounds they described. And I must say, the more difficulties the traveller had to face, the more I enjoyed reading about it. That's all changed now because the vast majority of destinations have been discovered, described, and prepared for our arrival. There's no more wondering what we'll find, as we now choose our destination after watching documentaries or reading the travel section in the papers. I'm not criticizing modern travel, I'm just saying it's different.
Speaker 4.
It's all very well watching Travel Channel or travel programs on TV. But you won't get the same benefits as you would from visiting the featured place yourself. I mean, you can pick up phrases when you go abroad, which you can't do by just watching TV. And then there are the museums where you can see exhibits that record the history and culture of the country you're visiting. I know museums and places of historical interest might not be everyone's cup of tea, but there's no doubt that they can broaden your knowledge.
Speaker 5.
When I was at school, I remember asking my mates where they were going on their holiday. In most cases, the answer was the same, year after year. They'd choose somewhere they could reach within an hour or two by car. Of course, all that's changed. Ask the same question about weekend plans these days, and you won't be surprised at such answers as, "We're going to Paris." Or, "We've decided on a long weekend in the Canaries." It appears that getting away from it all has changed to getting as far away as possible. which I suppose is in keeping with the spirit of globalization.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
Imagine going on a winter holiday to escape from the cold, wet weather at home. As the plane takes off in awful, windy conditions, you begin to wonder whether you'll ever get off the ground. Eventually you do, and when you reach your destination, you find the weather there is the worst the locals have experienced for 30 years. And it's not only the weather that can make a flight seem pointless. Tourism has changed the destinations we used to visit so much that they are no longer attractive for the reasons they became popular with tourists in the first place. So many features you find at home have suddenly sprung up at your destination. So I'd say it's no use travelling unless you are guaranteed something new and exciting.
Speaker 2.
Yes, I'd recommend travel to anyone, especially to younger people who haven't got any commitments. Probably the best time to get away and see the world is in a gap year, the year you have off between school and university, because you haven't got all those student debts to pay off. That's what I did, and I can honestly say that it was worthwhile. But I've got a word of advice for those of you who want to explore less developed countries. Don't be tempted to save money getting to where you want to go if it means putting your safety at risk. For example, you ought to avoid using those ferry boats in Asia where there are 3 or 4 times as many passengers on board as there should be. Believe me, they're a recipe for disaster.
Speaker 3.
There was a time when travellers would go to places without knowing what to expect. In those days, travel was both challenging and exciting. Those who travelled for a living would write about their experiences, and we readers would try to imagine the sights, smells, and sounds they described. And I must say, the more difficulties the traveller had to face, the more I enjoyed reading about it. That's all changed now because the vast majority of destinations have been discovered, described, and prepared for our arrival. There's no more wondering what we'll find, as we now choose our destination after watching documentaries or reading the travel section in the papers. I'm not criticizing modern travel, I'm just saying it's different.
Speaker 4.
It's all very well watching Travel Channel or travel programmes on TV, but you won't get the same benefits as you would from visiting the featured place yourself. I mean, you can pick up phrases when you go abroad, which you can't do by just watching TV. And then there are the museums where you can see exhibits that record the history and culture of the country you're visiting. I know museums and places of historical interest might not be everyone's cup of tea, but there's no doubt that they can broaden your knowledge.
Speaker 5.
When I was at school, I remember asking my mates where they were going on their holiday. In most cases, the answer was the same, year after year. They'd choose somewhere they could reach within an hour or two by car. Of course, all that's changed. Ask the same question about weekend plans these days, and you won't be surprised at such answers as, we're going to Paris, or we've decided on a long weekend in the Canaries. It appears that getting away from it all has changed to getting as far away as possible, which I suppose is in keeping with the spirit of globalization.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.